Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
It's In This League with Scott Bogman and Chris Welsh. On the radio.
30. I'm on right now. I don't believe you.
You boys are live.
Thank you very much, Mr. Robot Announcer Voice. We are back. It is Scott Bogman and Chris Welsh of In This League, InThisLeague.com, and the In This League Fantasy Podcast. And I say fantasy podcast because it is a plural. Plural is meant because it is the baseball, the basketball, and yes, the football. We've had a crazy 3 weeks of football podcast where we've done 3 weeks of mock draft episodes. We've got, what do we got in there? A 16-man quick clock standard draft, a two quarterback.
Welch took a muscle relaxer for a bad, but how is your back, by the way? Is it better?
It's a little bit better. I still know if it was like, I started to think it might not have been my back, and it might have been what multiple people, including you, told me. There might have been a little kidney stone that might have been hiding, which is possible, but it did whatever it needed to do to not hurt anymore. But because the back pain went pretty well away after about a day and a half, but it snuck up a little bit. I've done a couple little things, and it's kind of snuck up. So I am starting to think there, it actually might have been more back pain than anything.
Okay. But, well, I mean, it could just still be in there. So maybe
also,
go to that.
Also, I haven't, I've been loathing for 3 days, so I haven't, been working out and running, which I like to do in the mornings. Just, a big old fat mess that likes to run to try to pretend they're improving themselves. I haven't done that for 3 days and more loathed, so I haven't put pressure on the back to go out.
Sure, you deserve 3 days of loafing. You've been losing a bunch of I mean, maybe you don't want to do this, so maybe I'm putting you on the spot. But what are the LBs at? Because you've been dropping them. I mean,
we gained a couple back,
a couple sizes, and all that stuff.
Yeah, we're over 40. That's where we're at.
Yeah,
we're over 40. But
I'm finding all of it.
We were closer.
You're losing it. I find it over here, so it's not going far.
It was over 40 a little bit ago, but I've tempered some of it for the last couple of weeks, and the last couple of days it's just been a little bit of drinking and loathing and not doing any of that. So I haven't pressed the back, but to your point, was one of those episodes I was in severe back pain and I had to take a muscle relaxer, and apparently that was the 16 man, or was that the quarterback? I think it was a two quarterback.
It was the two quarterback because it was a little bit longer, and the longer we went, the more confusing some of your speech got. I particularly
like it actually might have been the 16 man, because that's the most recent one we did. No, it was a 16 man.
Someone took, according to you, My Mom Is Sanu, which was one of my favorite.
My Mom Is Sanu.
My Mom Is Sanu. So it's
everybody.
Like
My Mom Is Sanu.
MOMID. My Mom Is Sanu. So that was one of my favorites, and there was one other one. In
How
there
I Mom Is Sanu. How I Met Your Mother.
There were a couple other ones. As I was editing it, I was just laughing my ass off because it was pretty funny. Pretty funny stuff that you were saying.
Well, make sure you get it in context, because we definitely had one person who was like, it's not funny. And actually, that wasn't even on a mock draft episode. That was just normal stuff.
Yeah, just they're like, yeah, you're not funny. It's like, okay, well, F off.
Yeah, yeah.
You know? you and your seven followers can, you know,
jump off a bridge.
That's right.
Into a nice little, you know, a nice little cushy
concrete
cushy thing that doesn't hurt you at all. But okay, so
spikes.
We've got the three mock drafts. What we got a PPR, two quarterback, and a 16 man quick clock where I'm on muscle relaxers. And then we've had our fact series, which has been absolutely killer. Quarterback facts with Nate Hamilton from Dominate, and he's part of the Fantasy Footballers. We've had Chris Harris from Harris Football for the running back facts. And then the most recent one, wide receiver facts with Jake Seeley. We talked about the number one most accurate ranker in all the land. Our good buddy Jake joined us on that. So you want to get some football content. The ITL Fantasy Football Podcast have got a lot for you. Plus, got a whole bunch of stuff going on our Insider program as well. We're going to have somebody join us on a mock a listener. We're giving away some awesome prizes for people that join up with the ITL Army in the month of August. So if you want to join in now, you're going to get your chance to get hooked up. We're giving away a watch from City Watch Co., a ring from OfficialFantasyRings.com, and we're going to be giving away a blinged out dog tag, three really cool prizes. And you can check it out, patreon.com/ITL Army, where you can not only support your boys, but you can join up with the rest of the community who are with us. Some are in the GroupMe chat rooms. Some just want the secret shows in the ranks. There's a lot of stuff there. And you can upgrade that fantasy football experience by joining up with us and my muscle relaxers. You can pay for my muscle relaxers.
I think it's only fair that someone needs to send me some muscle relaxers to make an ass out of myself. So it's not because I love them at all.
Yeah, not that you were asking how many more you got.
So. Yeah, I'm not going to ask the Welsh how many more he possibly has and can I have one. But, you know,
I only had two.
And
I have none. So I don't take much stuff. I'm not a.
Yeah, you're not a stuff taker.
No. I mean, even like in if you want to expand it to. Yeah. to sit on that. Even if you take it out to like more expansive, I was never really I never experimented a whole bunch in the other pharmaceutical areas that you could as a kid. I mean, I was there and stuff like that, but you know, it doesn't follow me still. A lot of
it
people
was you
still
and
like,
Russell Wilson hanging out at parties.
Kinda. I mean, I'm not Seeley. I'm not, what is he, the
straight edge.
Straight edge. I'm not straight edge. I'm, you know, I may or may not be drinking as we're doing this and whatnot. And I'm not against some of that stuff, but it just never was necessarily my thing. But I also like, I don't take like aspirin. I take zero medications in my life. So I don't take anything. So when I do take something, I do go through this like, I'm like, oh, I forgot stuff. I'm like, I forgot things can do
that
stuff.
That thing went, like, if I had taken that, it probably wouldn't have hit me until after we were done or whatever. Maybe you hadn't eaten a bunch that day or whatever, but you took it and it was like, I'm telling you, 5 minutes later, you're like, whoa, cool. I kind of am feeling fantastic right now. And I was like, geez, already?
Hello.
And you're like, yeah.
I became, what was the Star Trek guy?
Hello.
I
know who you're talking about. I can't think of his name.
Is there
Sulu.
Anything? Who is his name?
Sulu. I don't know his real name.
Is there anything where, like, what's happening to us? We used to be the reference kings, and we're like, hey, remember that guy that's the voice I'm doing? Like, we don't have it anymore.
Too many, unless it's
relaxers.
Yeah, too many muscle relaxers and, you know, too many looking up stats for fantasy shows and all that stuff. So,
all right, let's talk a little bit about fantasy as you speak of which. Bogman, we've got a couple articles and we're going to do some more in the third hour. We're going to do a little fantasy football here. I want to talk about a few of the baseball things that are going on. So you football, baseball people, we're going to intertwine some of this stuff because there are some important things. So second hour or third hour, we're going to be talking about a few more articles. But I thought this was an interesting article that you posted, and this was ESPN posted up their 2018 sleepers, busts, and breakouts. And immediately I asked you, I'm like, what's the difference between a sleeper and a breakout? I feel like we always talk about this. And sleeper is like undervalued guy that is going to, what, like, you know, he's going to overperform?
A good year. Right.
But isn't that kind of the same thing with breakout, or is breakout just like
breakout
second or third
like,
year player?
Like Saquon can be a breakout, right? Because he's never done anything before.
He's being
drafted at 7 overall. So he's not really a sleeper. People aren't sleeping on him. They know he's going to be good, but he has never been good.
Me personally, because I see in this article and the breakouts, there's a lot of rookies in here. I don't consider rookies like
breakouts. This is the first time. What are they breaking out of? They're breaking out of their college.
Breaking out of never being in the NFL.
Okay, cool. That doesn't make any sense.
And now
to me.
They're in the NFL.
Guys, that makes sense. I guess I'm going to jump the gun a little bit to the 2018 breakout portion of this because they have their sleepers and busts at each category. But like half of these on here are just rookies. Like Stefania Bell, she's like, hey, my breakout is Saquon Barkley. Whoa, careful there. We don't want to get too risky here with those picks. Matthew Berry says Darius Geis. There's some Royce Freeman in there from Eric Carabel. A couple
Corey
of those
Davis,
guys. A
lot of Corey Davis.
Well, but see, that's where I'm getting, though. Too, is that like I see a breakout more as a second or third year player or a second year or third year player that gets the opportunity. Corey Davis shows up more than anybody on this list. When I see Corey Davis and Joe Mixon, I'm like, yes, those are breakouts. Even Jerick McKinnon. Yeah, McKinnon shows up a couple of times. Field Yates has him. I think that's an interesting one because he's been in the NFL longer, but this is his first shot. So those are breakouts to me, not rookie running backs.
Well, it's tough to narrow down outside of McKinnon, someone who's been in the NFL for a while and hasn't either kind of shown their stripes, you know what I mean? That they're either, they're not that good, or, yeah, they're really good, and we know it now because they've already had their opportunity.
It would have been Derrick Henry.
Derrick Henry would have been a good one.
If Deion Lewis
didn't
sign.
Deion Lewis being there, yeah, is keeping that.
If Deion Lewis was gone next year, I think Derrick Henry would be like the number one 2018 breakout. It's always centered around opportunity, you know, if they're being given their first opportunity at being a star, that's a breakout to me. So I'm a little weirded by the breakout conversation of it, so we don't need to focus on it. Let's talk about the quarterback sleepers and busts for 2018 for these guys. Now, the two guys I see the most on the sleeper front do not surprise me that everybody went this route. Patrick Mahomes, Matt Bowen, Eric Carabel, and a couple other people picked Patrick Mahomes. And then Mitch Trubisky, who is Mike Clay, Cockcroft, Field Yates. They all pick those guys. Those are the most common. But what do you think about Alex Smith showing up here? Matthew Berry, Casey Joyner, and I thought someone else did. I guess only those two. Both picked Alex Smith as their sleeper. And I think that's fascinating coming off of last year because we've talked about it. The value has changed zero, but he has changed teams, even though he had a huge breakout season last year.
Right, and I think that's the thing is when you look at Alex Smith, he was QB4 in overall points last season. Now we had, you know, Carson Wentz got hurt, Watson got hurt at the end, Rodgers obviously got hurt, Andrew Luck didn't play. There were a lot of factors moving into why Alex Smith was number four, a lot of injuries, but he's being drafted right now at QB18 and he was QB4 last season. So I think because he kind of had his breakout year last year, which nobody predicted at all, of course, because Alex Smith had been in the NFL for a decade and never done anything. And now, you know, he kind of proved that he can throw the ball deep. And I've been kind of making this point, like, I don't think that that's going to go away. I think he proved he can throw the ball deep. He's going to keep throwing it deep. The difference is he's on a brand new team with different receivers that have all underperformed. Crowder's underperformed. Reed is constantly hurt. Doxson was a first-round pick who can't get it straight. And they just brought over Paul Richardson, who's not underperforming, but he's brand new to the system and brand new to the quarterback. So I think that saying he's a sleeper – I mean, like you said, the other ones are kind of boring because everybody's picked them. You know,
well, let
Patrick
me ask
Mahomes.
You this. By the way, does two sleepers make a right? Do two sleepers make a quarterback one? Did you draft two sleepers?
So you're saying like if you
Mahomes
draft
and them, Alex Smith.
Mahomes and Smith. I mean, maybe. Yeah, possibly. You're playing matchups there. But now you got to, you know, eat up a roster spot with that backup quarterback if you're in a standard league. I mean, if you're in a 16-man, if you're in a 14-man, you should probably have a backup quarterback anyway. But in your standard 12, there's going to be guys floating around that can, you know, tide you over from week to week.
Okay, so on this list of all the ESPN personalities, you have Eli Manning, Alex Smith, Mahomes, Luck, Trubisky, Mariota, and Matt Ryan. Pick your sleeper that you agree with most from the ESPN list. Who's your pick?
God, this is tough.
I already know who it is.
Okay.
Take your earphones off. Take your earphones off. I'm going to say who you're going to say.
Okay. All right. My earphones are off. I am talking over
here. He's going to say Mitch Trubisky.
Well, you should have been able to say the name by now. So I'm coming back.
Yep.
Okay.
All right. I've already said who you're going to say.
Mitchell Trubisky.
There you go. Welsh knows. Welsh is so right. Yep. That's your pick.
Yeah, I love Matt Nagy. You know, they added a bunch of weapons for him, and he's going, you know, really the thing is he's going 20. Patrick Mahomes is going 14, so he's right at a borderline starter in most leagues.
One of the pro drafts that Sealy did, it was for a magazine. Mahomes went as the seventh quarterback.
Jeez, know, seventh?
Right? Yeah, seventh overall quarterback.
Yeah, it's people a bit much for it. Me.
I'm going to say, I'm going to go with you on, you know what? I'm going to go out on a limb here. I'm going to go Andrew Luck.
Grab that limb. Oh.
I'm going to go Andrew Luck because super, super low cost, and we just get the news, which we'll talk about here in a bit, about how he is going to be a go. I'm going to say Andrew Luck right now at his cost is a sleeper. So I'm going to go with Tom Carpenter. On the bust list, the number one quarterback on the bust list is Kirk Cousins by far. He shows up four or five times. You got Field Yates. You've got Tom Carpenter, Matt Bowen. You've got Stafford show up a couple times by Stefania Bell. Andrew Luck does come on the list by Carabell. And you've got, Crockroft says Tom Brady. So you've got Stafford, Matthew Berry picks on your boy Roethlisberger. So Stafford, Roethlisberger, Cousins, Breeze, Brady, Wilson, Luck, and I think that's it, those seven. Which bust are you going to go with from the ESPN crew?
Man, I mean, we're kind of limited here, aren't we?
A little bit.
Probably Cousins. I mean, Cousins going quarterback eight.
Ooh, that's a dicey one, my friend.
Moving to a new system. I have him as my quarterback eight. So I don't really, I don't know if I see a real bust.
I feel
here.
Like people are really, well, you got to pick one of their busts.
Okay,
I feel like people are really defensive.
You want to put your headphones down and let me say who you're going to say?
Okay. Yeah, I haven't even decided who I'm going to say, but yeah, I'll take my headphones off right now.
He's going to say Russell Wilson. Da-da. You're good. Come back.
Coming back right now.
Yeah, you're good. Okay. I said who you said. It'll be surprising looking at this list, but I think I got who you're going to say.
You know who I'm going to say. I just caught it. Russell Wilson.
Yep.
Yeah, Russell Wilson. You knew me. Yeah, we know each other pretty well. You know who I was tempted to say? I was tempted to say Drew Brees, but his cost just isn't anything at this point. But
yeah,
you're right. I've talked about my little bit dislike of Russell Wilson, not because he's straight edge or anything, but because that offensive line is really bad.
Sarah.
Yeah, right. No, serious. That's fine. That's fine. What he did, I guess. Is he married to her? Are they married?
I think they're married. I'm not sure.
Well, he might not, you know what they say, like, he might not have a lot to work for anymore. You know, he might not have that tension
built
up.
He's already got the poison out of the snake.
Yeah, you know, that little tension build up. So, yeah, I'll go with Russell Wilson. It's a bad line. The team, it's a little bit of a downward trend, but, I mean, it is hard to set him aside with anything. But he is drafted very high. All right, when we come back, maybe we'll do a little bit more of this. Maybe we'll finish this out, and then we'll talk about some baseball. We'll get that in. Yeah, we're going to finish this up here on the Sleepers and Busts from the ESPN crew. We're going to talk running backs, wide receivers, we got baseball and more football in the third hour, so don't go anywhere. We got you covered on this fantasy football weekend. It's In This League right here on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Did you know that you can listen to this show live on the award-winning Fantasy Sports Radio Network? Listen on the iHeartRadio app, the TuneIn Radio app, or download the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app. The Fantasy Sports Radio Network is the only totally free 24/7, 365 Fantasy Sports Network of its kind without a subscription. Check out YouTube Live on the Fantasy Sports Network YouTube page and participate in the programming there, where you can ask questions, discuss the topics with other fantasy enthusiasts, or tell everyone that you disagree. Call into your favorite show and ask your question. The number is 844-84-FNTSY. That's 844-843-6879. The Fantasy Sports Radio Network, your free fantasy source 24 hours a day.
In This League.
Oh, I remember.
I love
In This League.
Yeah, I remember that.
Welcome back. In This League, ITL. Them boys. Bogman and Welsh. We're back. talking about this article over at ESPN. It's their 2018 sleepers and their 2018 busts. And some breakouts. They're also in there, too. But, you know, what is a breakout? Who is Kareem Garcia? What is a breakout? I don't know.
Who is Kareem Garcia?
Yeah, who is he? We just talked about the quarterbacks, and we both were just dead on with who we thought the other one was going to pick from that list. Let's talk about the running backs here. I always think it's interesting to see where ESPN is at on it. You know, I wish there was a way to quantify it right now. I would say 10 years ago, you would say that, like, 75% of initial fantasy information was probably coming from ESPN. Could be lower because of the magazines. I would say Draft Day help came a lot from magazines.
Right.
But people digested their information from ESPN. I wonder how many people are truly invested in ESPN fantasy anymore. It is free, which is a thing, but you've got podcasts. I mean, I think Are In This League stuff is top notch. You've got great content out there from guys like Seeley. You've got books like Pisapia. You've got Roto Experts. There are great podcasts. There's podcasts. There's free content. There's paid content. You can't. It's a poor excuse if you say you can't find great help in the fantasy world. You just need to find what your niche is.
Right.
I just don't think ESPN dominates that territory anymore.
Here's the one thing that ESPN has going for them. Like, they are the OG of this stuff. They were first on board before anybody else as far as, you know, fantasy goes and stats like that.
And not to be offensive or anything like that. I mean, a good job, but not to be, I'm not trying to be, because I've talked with him before. He's a very nice person to me, and it was via email and stuff. And I'm talking about Matthew Berry. Matthew Berry is the most recognizable name in fantasy.
Yes.
But, like, if Matthew Berry came around right now, I mean, I think he would probably even admit this. Matthew Berry's not going to probably sniff where Matthew Berry is right now.
Well, it's tough for anybody to break in. You have to do what Jake does. You know, you have to be the most accurate person to move ahead.
Or I've said this before. And I don't need to get as sidetracked, and I'll just get a little deep into mine, because what do I care? But I said this before, like, I think the anatomy of fantasy as an industry is fascinating right now, because the way that take a look at it, the guys like the Fantasy Footballers, they're the kind of hot thing right now. You know, they built up their own dominant thing. I'm totally not jealous. And you know, they've built a world for themselves. Exactly what we're like. We wanted to do, but apparently we're not as talented as them. But the industry, I can't say what I want to say, so I got to find a different way to phrase this. The industry grovels at their feet like something I've never seen before. These guys that were doing a podcast 2 years ago, and they've created their own world. They didn't go through ESPN or any of the major outlets or be writers or anything like that. They just did it on their own, and I swear to God, half the tweets I see from Matthew Berry and Brad Evans, they are going on stuff where ESPN says, oh, we can't do you can't go on other podcasts. They do with the footballers, and, and they are kissing their ass because they dominate the industry. That's how the industry is dominated now. It's not the major guys. Brad Evans and Matthew Berry,
completely separate from ESPN, from Fox, from any of the main networks or host sites sometimes. So, I mean, the host sites still have their big thing. You know, Fantrax is obviously pushing forward on that right now. This season, ESPN has always had it. Fox, really, I mean, is there even a Fox platform? They carry all the sports. Can you even play fantasy on Fox?
I couldn't tell you. But
CBS has it, and they cover sports, too. It's very strange that Fox never got in there.
Yeah, I don't understand it, but I think the anatomy of it is so fascinating, because
I would love their fair and balanced draft list.
It's just like television shows now. You know what I mean? It's a different world where it's not anything against Barry or Evans. So I would say those two are two of the more influential names in fantasy sports, in all of fantasy sports, and especially fantasy football over the last 10 years. They've done big stuff with it. I just don't think they're not people that are I don't think people are going after their content 1/10 of what they did 5 years ago, because the space is filled with so many other names that are out there, and people are digesting fantasy content in a way they've never done before. People are looking for podcasts that are not just information, you know, like an article they would read, but that they're taking, you know, Matthew Berry changed fantasy writing. I think they're taking almost a perspective of what Matthew Berry did in these pop culture articles. And those are podcasts now. That's kind of what we do. You know, so people find the homes from different places. And I just like when you get ready for fantasy football season, I don't think people are like, all right, what's Matthew Berry doing? What's he? I don't think people are doing that anymore. So that's why it is interesting, because it used to only be Matthew Berry and maybe, you know, Cockcroft or something, a couple people. Look at this list of people we're looking at that are ranking their sleepers and busts for fantasy football. It's like 12 people in here on ESPN.
Right. And I think that is to an even bigger point possibly. And I mentioned this on one of the million shows that we do a couple days ago, or, you know, a couple episodes ago. I don't know if there's a real thing as a sleeper or a bust anymore, right? Like, people kind of know, you know, all these guys that are listed as sleepers, right, on ESPN.
Get back to the content. Well, so that's what you're saying. Good job.
All of these guys that are listed on ESPN, people know that this guy is a potential sleeper, right?
It's a good
no
point.
One is thinking that Kalen Ballage doesn't have high upside.
And Matthew Berry's huge on Ballage right now.
Right. No one thinks that Ronald Jones doesn't have a giant upside. There might be one or two names on this list that people are going, really?
I know. I actually want to talk about that. That's funny that you say that.
But I think that there's so many sleepers and so many busts and so many opinions from so many different people out there now that maybe there is such thing as a sleeper or a bust because the opinions are so different.
Yeah, no, that's a good point. I mean, I also think the reason – I don't act – how am I trying to say this again? I don't think that sleepers and busts don't exist because there's so much content out there now. I don't think sleepers and busts exist because people digest so much content now. That's what I'm getting at again, I think at one time you would either pick up your one magazine, maybe two magazines, or you would go to ESPN. You look at their rankings, you type in, you know, PPR rankings. Okay, cool. Here's Matthew Berry. Nowadays, here's Mike Clay. And that's what you would base your stuff off of now. But what people are doing is they're going to five or six different places, or they're going to Fantasy Pros and they're like, oh, look, the consensus ranking is here, and click on it. And you see the 50 people that are ranking it. It's not that so many people are creating sleepers and busts. It's that people are digesting so much content. So they go to ESPN. Right. They're like, okay, look, you know, Tom Carpenter has Derrick Henry. Carabell has Duke Johnson. Then they go over to Roto Experts. Okay, they have this. And they just start seeing the same names. And they're like, oh, okay, well, there's no real sleeper. Everyone's saying the same guys. It's because you're digesting so much information now. So now back to the actual content, not the diatribe that people probably don't care about. The sleepers on this list are like this. And let's play that same game. Stefania Bell says Jerick McKinnon. We've got Kalen Ballage, Ronald Jones from Matt Bowen. Derrick Henry shows up twice on this list, which I think is fascinating. We just talked to Chris Harris about Derrick Henry in kind of this respect. Casey Joyner and Tom Carpenter say Derrick Henry. That's fascinating to me. You've got Nyheim Hines from Cockcroft. You've got Duke Johnson from Carabell. Mike Clay says Jordan Wilkins. So you got a couple of Colts running backs on there. Everybody's almost different. It's amazing. Keith Lipscomb says Royce Freeman. Jim McCormick says Rex Burkhead. Andre Snellings says Rashad Penny. And Field Yates says Chris Carson. That is crazy. So there's multiple players that play on the same team, but look at how that. Remember we just did with quarterbacks? A lot of the same guys. There's almost no repeats on this list. It's actually Derrick Henry, and that's it. That's the only one that shows up twice. Derrick Henry.
Yeah. I think if there's one position that people differ the most about, it's running backs in their position of, like, I'm kind of surprised that not only did Duke Johnson show up on this list, but Nick Chubb didn't. You know what I mean? I'm kind of surprised by that. I'm kind of surprised that Derrick Henry was only on here twice, and I'm even more surprised that he's not on the bus list as well.
Okay, I was going to say, I don't agree that I'm surprised he didn't show up more than twice. I'm surprised he showed up on the sleeper. I'm with you. I'm really shocked he doesn't show up on the bus. Should we go through the bus real quick, too, and just
call
these together?
Yeah, also, Sony Michel, not on the sleeper list. Also surprising.
Yeah, I mean, maybe
he's not
that
on
is.
That breakout list either.
Yeah, that's a good point. Now, the bus list does have some more similarities of names. Jay Ajayi shows up three times. Tom Carpenter, Stefania Bell, and Eric Carabell all say that he's going to be a bust. Alex Collins shows up twice. Field Yates and Jim McCormick. Andre Snelling's, I wonder if this was done before the news, because I was going to say this isn't quite going out on a limb here, but LeSean McCoy shows up on the list. Rashad Penny, I think he's the first and only player that shows up on the sleeper and the bus list here, if you look at it, Boggs. He's the only one.
Yep.
Saquon Barkley, Marshawn Lynch to Cockcroft, Carlos Hyde to Mike Clay. Marshawn Lynch showed up twice, and Kenyon Drake to Matthew Berry. He's very team Kalen Ballage to Kenyon Drake being a bust. So now that we know the sleepers and the bust for the ESPN team, you have to pick your sleeper from the ESPN team. You got McKinnon, Ballage, Ronald Jones, Derrick Henry, Jordan Wilkins, Nyheim Hines, Duke Johnson, Royce Freeman, Rex Burkhead, Rashad Penny, and Chris Carson. That is quite
a
list.
You know what's funny is there's so many guys on here, we're going to say the same dude.
Let me look here. Let me look. And
I mean, I know who I'm picking and you're picking.
Okay, let's say it on the count of three, picking. Right?
Yeah.
Right. One, two, three, Ronald Jones. Okay, yeah, we did. We said it the same. You're right. I wasn't sure if we were going to go the same way. All right, that's our sleeper. Yeah. I agree. Now, bust. Jay Ajayi, Kenyon Drake, Marshawn Lynch, Carlos Hyde, Saquon Barkley, Rashad Penny, Alex Collins, LeSean McCoy. There's eight
names. To be honest.
Let's not count LeSean McCoy. There's seven names without
McCoy. I don't know who your bust is here. I know who mine is, and I feel like you know who mine is.
I know who you're. Okay.
And maybe I know yours. So why don't you say mine?
Okay. Bogman's bust is Kenyon Drake.
Yes, 100%. Okay. Always Kenyon Drake.
All right. Who's mine?
Penny? Is it Penny?
It's not Rashad it's Penny. Hyde. Thank you, Carlos Hyde. Yeah, because I'm a very, very big. I'm a chubby. Remember, I got a chubby this year.
From Full 60, you're a Cobb sucker.
I'm a Cobb sucker and a chubby. I have a very, very big Nick Chubb for this season, and I do believe Carlos Hyde is going to bomb out. All right, let's go talk about the wide receivers here. This list has got, I think, a few more. The bus list is the interesting one. Sleeper list. I'm going to just go through a couple of them, and then let's talk about it. We've got Devin Funchess from Stephania Bell. Matthew Berry says Amari Cooper. I am shocked that Corey Davis only shows up once on this list to Matt Bowen.
Wow. Yeah, I know. You're right.
Will Fuller, Paul Richardson to Mike Clay, Mike Williams to Cockcroft. You know what? There is not one double up. Everyone's got it. Oh, no, there's one double up. Will Fuller shows up twice. You've got Brandon Cooks, Emmanuel Sanders, Sterling Shepard, Michael Crabtree, and Josh Gordon. And as I said, Will Fuller showed up twice. But I am
Josh
very
Gordon
shocked.
Really a sleeper? Kind of surprised by that one.
But is Amari
high.
Cooper a sleeper either? I don't agree that Amari Cooper's really a sleeper. He's taken in the second round.
I guess if these guys think that these dudes are going to finish top seven or eight for Cooper and top 10 for Gordon, then they would technically be sleepers.
Don't
right?
you agree that Josh Gordon is more of a sleeper than Amari Cooper, though?
Yes. Okay. Well, Amari Cooper is the easiest, but we did this when we went over the wide receiver. When we went over the wide receiver facts, just more stats couldn't have been directed in Amari Cooper's favor from Matthew Berry.
Can we create something called a post-hype breakout? Is that what Amari Cooper is? Post-hype
breakout? Possibly.
Post-production hype breakout?
I think your name needs some work, but I think we're getting something.
Post-hype breakout is Amari Cooper. He's not a sleeper. Josh Gordon maybe qualifies at it. The rest of the names, I think, are all appropriate for sleeper conversation.
Yeah, absolutely. And it would be tough narrowing this down because
there's two that scream. There's three that scream Bogman. How are you going to pick who
really?
The sleeper is? Oh, absolutely. You want me to name the three?
Yeah.
That's easy. Your three on the sleeper list you're going to pick from are Corey Davis, Mike Williams, and Brandon Cooks, no doubt.
Yeah, I mean, I would pick from those three, absolutely.
Okay.
I don't really consider Brandon Cooks a sleeper. He's still going, as a top 17, 18 wide receiver. A lot of people don't think he's going to finish there, but some people do. I don't know. I think if I had to pick one, it'd be Mike Williams.
Oh, okay.
That would be the one that I pick.
I kind of figured you were going to go there, but you've definitely been team Corey Davis.
My best sleeper is not on this list. DJ Moore.
Yeah, that is definitely
and
your guy.
Stupid Devin Funchess is on this list. Come on, Stephon.
I might be with Mike Clay with Paul Richardson. You know I'm very big on Paul Richardson.
You're Team Richardson.
Yeah, I'm Team Richardson. So I would be Richardson or, like you said, I'm also pretty big on Sterling Shepard. I don't love these sleepers, by the way.
They're not the best sleepers. The busts are more interesting, you mentioned, because a bunch of names repeat a bunch of times.
There's four names on this entire list.
It's Golden Tate, Brandon Cooks, Sammy Watkins, Jarvis Landry, Tyreek Hill is on this list, and Robert Woods.
But literally, Watkins like three times, Cooks like three or four times, and Landry
twice.
Yeah.
Landry three times.
A lady. Uh-huh. Okay,
Landry three times. So Golden Tate is kind of surprising from Stephania Bell. I don't like either one of her takes here on Golden Tate. I think he's fairly, if Stafford gets hurt, okay. But you could say that about any wide receiver. I don't like that Golden Tate.
I think he's the least busty, actually, of this entire list.
Right. And I don't know what people want from Brandon Cooks. Like, he's 1,000 yards and 6 touchdowns and 65 catches. Like, that is what he's done in the NFL for the last 3 seasons. I don't see why he can't put that up again. He's just consistent.
So you're going to go Jarvis Landry.
On this list?
Tyreek Hill's on there. Robert Woods. That could be a popular one for people. Cook, Tate.
I think if I had to pick one, man, this is tough. I would be between Woods and Hill because I feel like I would pick Woods because I feel like him and Cooper Kupp are going to split stuff while Brandon Cooks is the number one.
So, you know, I'm a little bit opposite. I think I would go team Brandon Cooks on the bust here.
Yeah, I know you do not like Cooks. And
no, it's not that I don't like. I don't like exactly where he's going right now, because I think remember what I said? I think Robert Woods could actually just edge out the fantasy points by the end of this year. I don't think Woods and Kupp are going to be sharing from the same cup, if you will. You know what I mean? I think Woods is his own guy.
I understand what you're saying. It's just weird that, you know, Woods is being drafted a wide receiver 32, Kupp is wide receiver 34.
Yeah, well, I mean, if that is appropriate, under that standard right there, because I haven't been seeing that under that standard right there.
Cooks is 21. I've got him up at 15. I like him.
I don't like Woods at that one. Okay, real quick, because we're going to be going to break here. We want to end this segment. Sleeper, tight end, and bust. Pick your sleeper and your bust. There's a lot of names on here, but on the bust list, there's only like one name. It's Jimmy Graham and Jordan Reed.
Jordan Reed's a bust because he's always hurt. If I got to pick a sleeper real quick, I'll go with Ricky Seals-Jones.
I'll go with the popular Trey Burton. I like Trey Burton as the sleeper on this list. Maybe he's even not quite a sleeper. On the bust? I think Jimmy Graham has bust potential, though there's a lot of red zone potential that has got to go around there, though the Packers can do two of them. Boy, I don't know. Jordan Reed's not being taken high. Who's another guy on the list? Jack Doyle. We'll go Jack. Anybody but those two. All right. Don't go anywhere. We got baseball and more football coming up. It's In This League on Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Have you ever wanted to have a fantasy expert in the palm of your hand? Or better yet, in the pocket of your khakis? Well, check it out. Now you can. It's the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app. Download it now to your phone. We promise no weird viruses, no strange tracking things, just 24 hours a day, 7 days a week of pure fantasy knowledge dropping all over your head. It's the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app. Stop being a weirdo and streaming it online. Get it on your phone. Take it with you everywhere you go.
You want to punch me right now, but you won't.
Why don't you punch me in the face? Punch me in the face!
Hey, Derek, you know what's always good for shoulder pain?
What?
If you lick my...
In This League.
Welcome back. In This League. TheInThisLeague.com, the website. @IsItTheWelsh, @BogmanSports are the Twitter handles where we've never said things like... Oh, I can't even say it. Not that I don't want it, like I was holding myself back. We're going to talk about Josh Hader. We're turning up. We've done 5 segments of football. We're going to do a couple of baseball, and we've got more fantasy football coverage in the third hour for you, so don't go anywhere. But Josh Hader made himself, the word would be infamous, not famous now, right?
Yeah. Yep. Infamous.
More famous for his all-star bid or his ridiculously crazy career year that he was having as probably the most valuable in fantasy and maybe in baseball non-closing reliever, and all of it is by the wayside. And you made such a great point on our last baseball podcast that this all-star game also will not be the all-star game of home run records or the Bryce Harper winning the home run derby at home or any of that stuff. It's going to be the Josh Hader tweet all-star game.
Yeah, the Josh Hader racist homophobe Twitter rampage. I mean, that's what it is. And it's unfortunate that things like that happen. But it's just this is, you know, grab the media. And really, it's anything that grabs the media that's beyond baseball. And, you know, when your local coverage is picking this stuff up, it's bad news for you. And that's how you know it's really bad. So
yeah,
if it's just on MLB Tonight or ESPN or whatever, it's probably not that bad. But when national news is picking it up, it's not good.
Yeah, it's not good. Nothing of what Hader did was good. And we even faced the dilemma of like, how do you talk about it? Like, you can inadvertently go like, yeah, he said a lot of bad things. I mean, he had some stuff that you can obviously say. He decided to just send a random tweet that said KKK. That's not good. He wasn't talking about
his first
inning.
I said this possibly three strikeouts.
He wasn't talking about that. He was talking about something worse. And like, it's really tough because this thing has gone through multiple levels. Because at first it was everyone was destroyed. It was two stages. You either vilify the guy, he should never play baseball again, he can never be okay, he can never repair his image, you know, he's a horrible person, what he did at 17 years old, this is him, blah 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 blah. You know, no redemption. That's the society we live in now, by the way. You cannot have redemption. What you did 20 years ago, there is no forgiveness. We live in a no forgiveness society now. At the other end,
and you know, just more of the point on that, like, I really despise that. You know,
the no
like
forgiveness society?
Yeah, people make mistakes. Like, look, you know, a lot of people make mistakes. Here's like Jared from Subway. That guy can never come back. You know, you kill someone, can't come back. After that, you say something stupid, you do something really stupid. You can come back from most things. I mean, I think, you know, sexual assaults and, you know, things of that ilk, murder. You can't come back from that, but that should be it, right?
Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah, yeah, 100%
just,
agree.
It's too much.
Yeah, 100% agree. So you've got the no forgiveness society that exists, and that's that. The other end was everyone that just says, give him a break. Can't be held accountable. He was 17 years old.
He's just a child.
Just a kid. He's just a little tiny baby.
17 years old.
Yeah. Like, hey, baby, what are you doing? Like, I'm selling. Yeah, yeah. Dave Chappelle. Oh, baby. On the street corner, like, hey, roll down my window. Hey, baby, what are you doing?
Have a job. You can be employed. Yeah. Like, you're 17 years old. You could be employed by someone. You can work. You shouldn't be tweeting that dumb stuff. Come on.
No, legit. I'm trying to think if this is a factual statement I'm about to say. I'm not going to
say non-factual statements.
I guess I was 19. I was like 18 or 19. I was going to say, you know what? I thought I was 17 when I was, but it was 18. I was working at a Circuit City when 9/11 happened. Like, I remember working and, like, you know, like seeing this major thing imprinted in my life. And like, I was an adult, 17 years old. It's not that far off from there. It is truly not that far off from there. You're about out of high school. Sure. You do dumb stuff. You say dumb stuff. You're not mature enough. That's all fine and dandy. But the problem is like, people aren't sitting in the middle ground, Bogman. Nobody is living in the middle ground to say, like, listen,
there's a whole gray area here.
The gray area. He's not, is he, does he regret the stuff he says? Sure. I'm already regretting the idea of playing a segment that I did on our baseball podcast that you want to play here. I'm regretting possibly doing it right now. I regret stuff.
Oh, if you don't want to play it, like, I want you to play it, but if you don't want to play it, you know.
Maybe I'll do a little snippet and people can hear what I did with it. Just a little snippet because it's a little dicey, but it's okay for podcast. But like, sure, you can absolutely do some dumb stuff when you're a kid. And you can regret it and whatnot, but you should still be held accountable. People shouldn't be like, you give him a break. He's 17. He can't, you know, he can't be held. Blah, blah, blah. No, you can. 17 years old. You have like a formed brain and, you know, you can drive a vehicle that can murder people, you know? So like, that's a serious age where you don't just get that passed. He wasn't 11 years old. But at the same time, though, also he was 17 years old. So his entire life should not be, be taken away. But the stuff that the kid said was insanely stupid and ridiculous. We know that out of context, he was maybe quoting some songs. He quoted a movie in there, but he also said
definitely a couple that he was definitely not quoting some songs.
Yeah, he said some horrifically stupid stuff. So we shouldn't give him a pass. We also shouldn't ask for his head. And why MLB had to be like, oh yeah, you know, we're not going to suspend him. Yeah, we get it. He was 17 years old. We know you're not going to suspend him. You shouldn't suspend him for what he did at 17 years old on his Twitter. You know what I mean? This isn't, and by the way, isn't Luke Heimlich, that... who they're about to accept into baseball.
Yeah,
what Luke Heimlich did when he was a teenager, that's
that
not
is
forgivable.
Not, you can't. You don't come back from that.
No.
And that's what I was saying. Like, there, most things are forgivable. That is not forgivable at all.
And listen, so, his team and stuff, they got behind him, though. Bob Nightingale is going to take a little bit of an L. He posted this picture, so... Hader had the press conference, and you know, I think the team said they accepted, you know, what he said. He was like crying during a meeting, which Nightingale had I think Nightingale took a couple L's on this. I've had some interactions with Nightingale on Twitter before. I think this whole thing someone else should have covered, by the way. He said, this was his tweet, and I saw it and I was just like, hey, he could have worded this differently. Where is it? Because when I saw this, I was like, nah.
It says this is the entire Brewers team in support
not
of Josh
that one.
Hader. Not that one?
No, not that one. That is the one. That is one I want to talk about. But it was where...
Josh Hader is supported by his entire team at his Brewers press conference. And it's Braun... I can't recognize everybody here. It's all crackers.
We'll just talk about it now.
Did he delete the one?
He might have deleted it. Essentially what he said was like, the team accepted him after he cried. And how he worded it was like, okay, that sounded weird and a little Asperger-y how you said that. But yeah, then the goofy one is he's like, Josh Hader. And he says Josh Harder, by the way, in the tweet.
Josh
he hasn't
Harder.
Deleted it. Crazy. Josh Hader is supported by his entire team at the Brewers press conference. And like you said, it's five white teammates in the back with their arms. They could not be any more miserable with their arms. They look like they're judging.
Their arms crossed.
Braun looks like he's judging this guy. Looks like he's looking at Hader like he's a piss test collector.
Yeah. Yeah, Ryan Braun is just like, all I did was take horse steroids. This guy has some weird things that he said. So, I mean, come on.
I mean, the last person that should be judging, it would be Ryan Braun. That's 100%.
Yeah, seriously.
So,
I mean, it's like all these dudes look like now they think we're all racist. That's what they look like.
Yeah.
A lot, Hader.
But Hader, I commend Hader for he stood up. You know, he faced his team. He faced the media. He talked right after the All-Star game. He did a press conference on it. You know, he said those aren't his values and stuff like that. The problem
is, they got him to cry. He didn't even get any, Steelers rings on YouTube. So
yeah,
it's like, fine.
Yeah. You know? Crying is totally okay to Bachman. Exactly.
They broke him down. So.
But like when you have an interaction similar to what we talked about earlier, where James Gunn is fired from everything. And you were like reading me off some of his tweets that apparently it was over a long period of time. I can't even say them on the air. Hader was kind of the same way. Like, I'm going to just play a snippet of, because again, I don't think Hader deserves a pass, and he has got to face some of it. And the insanity of his tweets put into song form, spoken by a robot with bleeps. That's what we do here. So I'm going to just fast forward here and let's see if we can even play this. This is, if you want to listen to it, it's on the most recent In This League Fantasy Baseball podcast. We called it In This League, Haters Gonna Hate. And I'm only going to play a snippet of it because I might regret it. And I'm worried about that.
What we've got here is failure to communicate.
Ha, 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 ha. Too bad I'm grounded. Can't do. Hashtag whoever I marry. Better be ready for my big snipping coke lines off my she riding on that train, she crushing down the powder, I'm puffing on this sour suck my I'll murder your
man, there we go. There we go. That's Josh Hader.
You might have picked the worst part to play.
Maybe. I mean, hey, that's not our words. That's actually nuts. No, that's a robot. It's a robot voice
quoting
reading Josh Hader's tweets. There just happens to be music and potentially movie clips intertwined to prove that it's not great. It's not great, Josh Hader. It's not good.
And this is what you mentioned. You were talking about when we were talking about Jimmy G and all this stuff. Is just that isn't it weird how Twitter just like,
why does
Twitter is the definition of things we do anymore? Like it's kind of insane. And that's why I think that we're definitely living in a parallel universe, because if we were not living in a parallel universe, Twitter would be called something not Twitter. It'd be called something way more appropriate than Twitter. And there wouldn't be birds with eggs.
Judgment.
It would be like, you know, national, you know, whatever, opinion society, something. I don't know what it would be called, something just more business-like than Twitter.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, and that's the problem is, I mean, I just said it. I'm like, why even just go on Twitter? It's because also, like, these guys make money. Like, they're advertisers. If these guys have hundreds of thousands of followers, you see these guys tweet. I just saw Javi Baez put out a tweet the other day with, like, Wrangler and whatnot. These advertisers are going to pay more if they can, you know, get paid tweets from these guys. So you've got to be on. But you just got to, like, put the phone down, man. Like, you don't need to tweet your opinions. You know, do an occasional AMA. You can do that and you can talk to people. Otherwise, just keep it to a minimum.
And if you're a parent of, you know, a young kid and they're coming into that age where social media is coming in, you just need alerts, you know, you just need alerts of what they're saying basically all the time. You know what I mean? And if you're in a situation where you're a really good athlete and you might get drafted, just kill Twitter. You know what I mean? Just delete it, kill it and restart.
Advocating
it
for killing
on
birds.
One. Yeah, just kill these birds, right? Oh no, Twitter's gonna roast me. Mm-mm. All those birds are gonna get tweeting. So I, you know,
not a big bird person, by the way.
No, you hate birds. Yeah, actually. No.
Did I ever tell you that time? I think I did. Where I was, my wife's a big animal person. I am too, for the most part. And we were with somebody.
She brought home everything. You do own one of each animal. It's like Noah's Ark.
It's Noah's Ark here. Yeah, we don't own two, but we own one of everything else except birds. And we were with this person, and I didn't know, but they were like a bird rescue person, and something was going up, and they said something. They're like, "Oh, you got to get you know, a parakeet or whatever." And I was like, "I hate birds. No." And she's like, "Oh, really?" And I'm like, "Birds are a-holes." I'm like, "I don't want a bird. There's no nice bird." And then she kind of gave me this look, and I was like, "Ah, maybe that wasn't appropriate." And then I find out, like, she ran a bird rescue. And I was like,
"Oh, man,
whoops.
You were her Josh Hader."
I guess. But it was just, like, that's, like, it's, like, a trigger thing to me. People, like, birds are mean. Like, I've never had a bird where you're like, "Oh, hi, nice birdie." And they're like, "Meh." And you're like, "Ah,
I think birds
bleeding."
Just like one person. Like, they like the person that brings them the food, and everyone else can F off. I think that's birds. It's kind of like me and the delivery guy. I like that guy. Everybody else can F off. I don't care. He brings me food.
Yeah,
so
I guess. Yeah, I mean, I don't. The delivery guy, just, I don't even look him in the eyes. Just like, "All right, thank you." I mean, that's me with everybody. And
I know someone who's like that. So.
Oh, yeah? Want to name it?
Name not that now. Person? Maybe next week.
Name that pitcher?
Nope. Maybe next week.
I wonder what team that pitcher could be for.
Gee, I wonder. That's a free Where time. Are we right now?
Yeah. So at least here's what I'm happy about. It's over with. The Josh Hader stuff is over with.
It'll chase him around for his entire career.
Yeah. Like, I mean, I think they even said they're like, this is going to take some time to repair. It will. But here's what I can guarantee you. There's going to be an athlete in the next month that's going to do something on par as horrible.
Sure. But, you know, I tell you what, has anyone forgiven John Rocker?
No. Rocker's situation a tad bit different because this was also a full adult in Major League Baseball saying horrible things like in interviews and stuff.
Yeah,
it's tiny bit different.
I feel like John Rocker's kind of almost doubled down on some things too, because you know that Penn and Teller show, BS. I can't even say it on here, but they were talking about how much sensitivity training is a waste of time, and you know Josh Hader's going to have to do that, and he had to go to a bunch of sensitivity training after the stuff that he said about New York and all that stuff. And he's like, on that show, he's like, "It's just the biggest waste of time ever. You're not going to change anyone's opinion because of it and blah, blah, blah." And, you know, people, can get older and change their minds and stuff like that. But I don't know. Do you think, I don't want to sit here and feel bad for Josh Hader, but do you kind of feel bad that someone waited until his all-star appearance, his first all-star appearance, to put all this stuff out here? It's like he's having the best day of his life, and now he's having the worst day of his life.
People are horrible, man.
Just spiteful.
People are the worst. And that's just an overarching statement. There are wonderful people out there. Just listen to I've talked about the Rosenbaum podcast. You had Kristen Bell. Kristen Bell's just one of the most wonderful people. But I would say the overarching descriptor, if someone were to say, like, "Ah, what would you describe people as?" I'd be like, horrible. People are horrible.
So aliens come down and they're like, we just want to know about your species.
Explain your society. And I would be like, your shoe, we're ants. Just end it. We're horrible people. Everyone do horrible things. Everyone listening, you do horrible things when other people aren't around. You have horrible thoughts.
I don't think that's true. Jeez, you're making some broad generalizations.
All you're trying to do is fight off the horribleness. And you know what? But that's why we're here. We're here to comfort each other in fighting off the horribleness, especially your fantasy teams, too. Sounds so we'll like be back. It's In This League, Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Don't go anywhere.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.